Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Cash Flows. My name is Cash Matthews, and I'm the host of the show today. We're very, very glad you're here. This show is for people trying to take the next step, whatever that might be. It could be business or personal or relationships or your faith or your health or your golf score. And what we try to do here on our show is do what I failed at when I was in the third grade, which was copy off of my neighbor. I thought it was genius. My Aunt Dorothy, who was my teacher, thought it was felonious. And I took a beating in front of all the kids in third grade. And she wanted to know, why are you cheating off of Joe Mark? And I said very simply, he's smarter than me. I thought it was wisdom. And on that one, I put the dumb in wisdom. But I learned later in life that copying off your neighbor is a very accurate way to go learn and get educated. That's why YouTube is such a big sensation, because we can copy off of other people. So we bring people in from the local economy with a system that we call Fire, Aim, Ready. And it's about taking action, not perfect action, just taking action that you might walk your way to that next dream level, that next goal, that next ambition. And I don't believe God gives us these wonderful imaginations and not give us the ability to, you know, to see that play out. And that's where the philosophy of Fire, Aim, Ready. Take action on your dreams. Take action on your goals. If you have casual dreams and casual goals, you might be a casualty. And with that, I'd like to introduce you to our executive producer, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Kenneth.
All right. Thank you, Cash. Glad to be here with you on good old episode number 105.
105. Man, I don't think they or whoever they are, thought we would make it that far.
Right. But we showed them, whoever they are.
We need to do a podcast about that.
Yeah. But it's been fun. So that's 105 episodes, including this one, of sharing tips, tricks, and things. I was trying to think of another T word.
Terrific.
Tarantulas with our fellow entrepreneurs and business owners.
Yeah, I love doing that. We have a name for that? I can't remember what
we call
this.
We do have a name. Yeah, we have a name for this segment. I'll definitely be getting into that right about now. And it's just, it's our best time of every episode right before we introduce our guest, where we talk about
Miss Bites. Miss Bites.
Can I get my man dance on here?
Yeah, you can.
I'm biting my lip right now.
Yep. But you know, it's one of those things. I know I've heard you talk about this before, Cash. There's having right people. There's things that we can do, and I'm thinking it starts off with the right place and the right time.
That's it, man. You know, in fact, I think that's wrong. A lot of people say you have to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, certainly you want to be in the right place at the right time. This is 2024. This is not the year to get into horse and buggy rentals.
Oh, it's not.
This is not the year to open up a brand new CB shop. you got to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And I meet lots of people. I've worked with entrepreneurs for 42 years, Kenneth. And I've seen people in the right place at the right time, but something was still missing. If right place and right time was the guarantor of success, then everybody would be successful. The night I found my business, I was being recruited. 24 other guys were there. And they all joined. They thought they were going to be financial gurus within a year. All 24 of the guys were out. And yet I was the one to make it. Were they in the right place at the right time? Absolutely.
Yep.
They missed something.
What was that?
They weren't aware of it.
Ooh.
When you're in the right place at the right time, you must be aware that you're in the right place at the right time. Then there's one more step, only to give you a 1% chance of success. You got to be in the right place. You got to be in the right time. You must recognize where you are. And then the fourth piece is you got to take massive, resilient, consistent action or nothing happens. You know, my dad was in the right place at the right time, Kenneth. And we bought a little farm when I was in third grade, fourth grade, somewhere in there. We lived on it. It was a junkie house. We rehabbed it. My dad decided to sell it. God rest his soul. And here's what happened. He sold it to a guy. He's like, son, I had to sell it. I made a couple $1,000 profit. And with normal vision, you would think that that's correct. He sold it. We moved into town. And the man that bought our property went on to become the wealthiest man in our town because of the oil reserves below our property.
Oh, wow.
Every time I go back to my hometown, I go drive down the street that bears that man's name.
And it could have been Matthews Street.
It could have been they would have
Cassius Street.
They would have named it after my dad and called it like Chucky Lane or something.
Oh, of course.
You know, because that would have been more cool. But, right place, right time. He just didn't recognize it. And if you're in the right place at the right time, you got to recognize it. You have to take massive, swift, consistent action over a long period of time. Only then can you prove you're in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to learn more about planning and execution, if you want to learn a little bit more about fire, aim, ready, you can reach Kenneth or myself at cashflows@tulsabong.com. Kenneth, what are we doing next?
Well, I think next we should probably introduce the guest who is here with us in the room across the table from you.
You made it.
I made it.
I thought we were just going to, talk about favorite foods and Stacey Pearson's here, one of my favorite people that makes me laugh harder than anybody in the world without trying. And that, I believe that's a compliment.
I hope so.
I mean that totally as a compliment. So Stacey Pearson, welcome. Welcome to our show. We're going to say the name of your company, and then we're going to find out about you.
All right.
Okay. Laser focused just on you. All right. We've done some research here. And turns out there was YouTube when you went to college.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. But Stacey Pearson is the founder and director of Veyron Estate Protection.com. Veyron is V-E-Y-R-O-N, Veyron Estate Protection.com. All right, Stacey, I want to dig in with you because we're in this organization together called The Bong, and that's where we met.
Yes, hilariously.
I think we got to know each other a little better on prom night because that's what all the prominent businesses are doing.
Oh.
I promise.
See what you did there.
I promise. So you missed that.
No, that was.
Okay, got it.
I got that one too, yes.
This is not a serious show. The topics are serious. The implementers, not serious. All right, so we met at the Bong. And how did you find the Bong? I don't even remember. You were just there one day.
Yeah, I was invited by Micah Pope, who's
the
a
MVP.
Member. And it was funny. We were at another meeting. We were talking about diets and people who have special foods and all that. And I mentioned what I've been happy to do on my health journey. And she's like, oh, I would love to, get together with you because she was catering to those types of things. And so we show up at our coffee date and I had a huge duffel bag full of these books about all of these food things that are all about food. And she's like, so what are those for? I'm like, I thought you wanted to talk to me about food. And she's like, oh my gosh, I just want to get to know you. So, yeah, that's how we met. And 5 hours later, we exited the coffee shop and our lives have been forever changed.
She has that impact on people.
She does.
Yeah. And she went on to become the MVP of the Bong, recognized in 2023.
Yes. Well deserved.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I walked out of the coffee shop with your your cell phone number.
Wow.
And the way she built you up was like, okay, I'm going to give you the cell phone number of the man. This is the guy.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you got, you didn't pay for that, did you? Yeah, I think you got taken on that.
Hang on. I got to make a note for a business idea. Sell Cash's phone number.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, because it's the easiest phone number in the world to Google. Like, I have no privacy. All right. So you joined the Bong. And, like, the fun time we had was the breakfast after the prom.
Oh, yeah.
That, for me, was the most fun.
The best.
And then you've just become part of it. And
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. It's great.
All right. Well, so I want to talk about how you got in the estate business.
Yeah.
I am fascinated by it. I've studied it for 40 years. It's a big part of what my career as an advisor has been. And I know you've acted in service to many advisors around the country.
Correct.
So this is great for me to talk about.
Sure.
So first, I want to find out what you did before this.
Yeah, well, I kind of came into the industry sideways. I wasn't like you. I'm going to go and learn how to do this for a career. So I just kind of slid into it sideways. But I'm a big believer in divine appointments.
Yeah.
So when something weird is happening to me, and I can't make any sense of it, I sometimes will go, put my little antenna out there.
I'm doing that right now.
And I'm like, is this a divine appointment? And so I try to be conscious of that. But it really started over a decade ago, I guess. I was living a good 12 hours from here.
Wow, that's
across
a long
country.
Commute.
Yeah.
And, oh, she didn't work here. Okay. I'm slow. I told you.
And so I have a brother with special needs at home, and he's just he's in his 50s now. So he's an adult. And mom had just had a major surgery. So she was, oblivious to anything conscious, right? And then dad was there taking care of my brother. And I get this strange phone call from my mom, and she's barely on the phone, and she says, "Can you come and feed me?" And I'm like, "What?" She's on morphine and everything, right? "Come and feed you." She says, "I think your dad's going to starve me." And so he was supposed to be taking care of her and my brother. And so in one sentence or two, she conveyed to me, "I better go home." So I drove all the way cross country, got home, and just kind of jumped in. What I didn't expect was that about 3 hours into that stint, mm-hmm. I was going to have to call an ambulance for my dad.
Oh, wow.
And he left the house totally incoherent and unhelpful to me. I couldn't follow and go with because I had my brother. And I'm like, hey, I look over my shoulder. There's my brother. I'm like, I can do this. I've been around him my whole life. No big deal. He's easy. And shortly after that, I realized how over my head I was because they had medication in a safe, but I didn't know the combination to the safe.
Wow. Hmm.
And I had been talking to mom about trying to resolve a food sensitivity or a food allergy, and you better know the difference between right. you feed somebody.
Right.
And so now I'm on the phone frantically calling relatives, people like, oh, my gosh, where's the combination? And how am I supposed to give these meds? And I know there's an emergency med for seizures, and I don't know how to administer that. And I was pretty sure I could crowbar into the thing, but I didn't know what I would do after that. And I didn't know if I needed to go to Google and find all the derivatives of corn, And so that was the wake-up call.
Yeah.
And
so you're not in the business at that point?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And I had been legislating and advocating up to that point a lot for the special needs community, not always, but so I had been an advocate during that time.
Right.
And I knew from that experience that the same thing I needed is what all the other people I had helped serve needed too. And I needed an owner's manual on my brother.
Yeah.
It was really what I needed. And so I set off to do that.
So that's where – and we'll talk about this, but special needs trust for special needs children, right?
Yes, very much so. So I actually created one, which is different.
Of course you did.
From it's different from all the other special needs trusts in the nation. And so this one is – it's paper plus there's a portal. So you have a client portal, and caregivers can enter in – a whole plethora of information that might need to be passed on to a future caregiver.
Got it. Okay.
So there's like that caregiver's guide, but it's right. online because paper caregiving guides, they get lost. They're in an avalanche of somebody's office. Nobody finds them.
Unique login for each
situation? Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Got
and
it.
Whether you go skiing and end up in Vail in traction from the ceiling because of what you did to yourself
right.
on the slopes, not that I speak from experience or anything.
Just to be clear, that's not a great sales presentation. I mean, we've got some copywriters that might help you a little bit.
So if someone just needs to take care of your kid temporarily until you heal, or if you do pass, then you want to make sure that the information that only you know as a
right.
parent that's locked inside of you gets transferred.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that. And our deal is leave a password, not a mess. And,
and
in my career, tending to about 100 people that I've in my, my business world that have died,
Yeah.
You know, and you see it up close over and over and over, and the problems are all the same, but the solutions are all over the world.
Yes.
You kind of have to consolidate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got involved in the estate planning world.
Yeah. So someone found my product, and then they're like, oh, well, if you like the product, then you should meet the girl.
Yeah.
So the product is called Universal Guardian Trust, and it's also for typically developing minors. Is if you got a 3-year-old, wouldn't you like to know that if something happened to you on your way home from date night?
Wait, are you giving us another one of these deals? You're all alone. Your happy family awaits over a warm bowl of soup, and a tree crushes your skull.
Wow.
There you go.
This is dark.
See? Yeah, someone knows their favorite bedtime routine, you know, and so right. It is real. I tease my clients and I tell them that my retirement plan is I'm just going to get a radio show and talk about all the things people did wrong so we can learn from their mistakes.
Well, you've got a venue right here.
Here we are.
We're glad you're here. So you developed your own type of trust. You developed a portal where people can log in, check in, leave information, regardless of their own health status. So how do you – I mean – this, I don't know if you realize, you probably do. Do you know the numbers for estate planning right now, what it's like, what's going on in the world? Because it's the biggest need, most underserved. 3 out of 4 people don't have a will.
Right.
And yet they've got a certain expiry date at the end. And, you know, people say dumb stuff like, I'm not worth anything. But, you know, what if, you know, we just had to help my dad transition. You know, if you don't have that stuff written down, you're going to cause some pain for somebody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's scary.
Exactly. I just had a lady who I spoke with. Her mom had passed away 8 months prior. The only asset she owned was a home. And that went into probate. During probate, the house was allowed to sell. The new owners were living there. Prior to the sale of the house, the kids had to cough up money for property taxes.
Right.
They had to keep the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
They had to keep the yard mowed, those kinds of things. And so when she heard me speak, she came and made an appointment with me to talk. She says, when are we ever going to get our money back?
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's a good question. It's been 8 months and you haven't heard from the court. They probably pocketed the money and somebody is counting the beans to see if the cost of probate court left anything for you kids.
Right. And that's just a darn shame. And it doesn't have to be that way. You got to plan it in advance. So the question I wanted to ask you is, what's too early to begin effective estate planning?
There is no too early. In fact, I made sure that when each one of my kids became a homeowner and had their first kid, that they had their estate plan written.
Right.
Because I didn't want any of my grandkids to end up in the system.
Right.
Because that's what happens when they probate your stuff. They probate your dependent kids, whether they're typically developing or not. They will probate them too. And it's called probate guardianship.
Right. Are there custody issues?
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. Huge. And imagine if they're vulnerable. They can't. They're not vocal.
They're not vocal. For themselves.
They cannot.
All right. If you're acting as an adult and you're over the age of what? Let's throw an age in there. 40? 35?
35.
If you're 35 and older, actually, you guys sponsor a medical procedure that will help you make those decisions. It's called a rectal cranial inversion. And that is where you just pull your head out of your butt. And I think your copay, I think Obamacare pays for it.
Pretty sure.
Probably.
Yeah. You may need some assistance.
Yeah.
And I know somebody who can give you that assistance. It's Stacy Pearson right here with VeyronEstateProtection.com. And these are things that we should be talking about, Kenneth. But we, you know, and men particularly stink at this because they're like, I ain't going to die. And if I talk about it, I'm going to die. So I ain't going to talk about it. And then they go out and, you know, they have whatever thing you're imagining happened to them. And then it's a mess forever.
Yeah.
You know, it just puts you at such a disadvantage.
Yeah.
At a good life that, I mean, that's hard to come back from if you don't have it done. Here's what we're going to do real quick. We're going to say thank you to one of our beautiful studio sponsors here today. And we'll be back with our watchers and listeners in just a moment.
This episode is sponsored by Kenneth Bauckham Photography.
Hi, my name is Kenneth Baucom, and I'm here to help you bring your awesome ideas to life. I specialize in helping businesses explode their online presence through professional photography, video, and virtual event production with a rapid turnaround. It's commercial photo and video services with a personal touch. Learn more at KennethBaucom.com.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
All right, we're here with Stacy Pearson. Stacy, the founder of VeyronEstateProtection.com. Veyron is spelled V-E-Y-R-O-N, VeyronEstateProtection.com. You can also find her on the brand new TulsaBong.com website, an email to cashflows@TulsaBong.com, and we'd be happy to make a connection. Or you're on the old internet thing, right? You're on
yeah.
You're on MySpace?
No.
What else?
Are you on AOL?
I saw you in an AOL chat room.
Right. Yeah.
But you're on Instagram and you have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Everybody can
find me on Facebook.
Well, we want our listeners around the country to find you.
Yeah, awesome.
And just, is it okay? Can people call you and just ask a question?
Absolutely. I'm very responsive.
You're that person.
Though. I am.
It ain't about the profit. It's about the person.
Always. I mean, I tell people I came into this as an advocate. I'm still an advocate at heart.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you meet clients? Like, is that, I mean, that's really two questions. How do you meet prospects, but how do you meet clients physically when they realize I got to do something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like to meet them in person, Zoom, smoke signals? Like, how do you do it?
Kind of whatever works, right? So I primarily meet people doing educational seminars.
Okay.
So prior to COVID, I was literally coast to coast. I do a lot less travel now because one good thing that came out of COVID is that more and more people are more adept at using some of these virtual tools.
Right.
So I work in all 50 states. So I do a lot of Zoom, a lot of text. I can send a video via text, then follow up with a Zoom call. But when they're here local in the Tulsa area, I office at Regent Bank
right.
at their executive center. And then they can just come in and talk to me as a real person.
You know that we have businesses that complement each other. I wished you lived here, but then I realized that would be a disaster. I need people here that I don't have fun with.
Then we would never get any work done.
Yeah, but it would be fun, and that's part of it. So you're good Zoom. You know, a good old phone call.
Yeah.
You know, where you're parked and where you can really focus on the client for me has always done wonders.
Yeah. In fact, this week I did a plan from top to bottom for some vacationers. They're getting ready to go on a vacation for 4 months. They had heard me speak and they'd kept my contact information. They called me and said, we're ready and we got to get this done before we leave. And so we got it all done. And that evening while they're packing their fifth wheel, I drove up in the driveway with all of their documents.
Wow.
And I'd pulled in the legal team and everything. So we got it top to bottom done. And we had fun doing it. That's the other thing. You have to have fun. I tell my people, I say, I don't have a box of Kleenexes in my office because I'm not going to make you cry.
We have one right over there, just so you know.
Just in case.
That's because cash makes you cry from laughing so hard.
Where does this come from? You're ridiculing me. I've been labeled. I think she's labeling me. All right. So what's the furthest you'll go? I mean, do you go see clients out, you know, outside of our state boundary?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all the time. In fact, next week I'll be in Florida. Bad it wasn't this week and I didn't miss the cold storm.
You're still going to have a good time.
Right.
So what is Veyron?
Veyron, yes. It's not the car.
I didn't even know it was a car. Did you know that Veyron was a car?
Well, I Googled it and guessed, yes.
Very fine sports car, yes.
The Veyron.
Yeah.
Like
the Bugatti Veyron. You've heard of the Bugatti?
I have. You know, I know that name exists.
Yeah. We'll have to catch you up.
Yeah, we'll catch you. We'll show you some pictures later.
Okay.
So, no, this name just kind of dropped into me, and I'm like, why Veyron? So I started searching and looking, and really the Veyron River, the Veyron River meanders down through northern Europe. And as it comes down, it's picking up little tributaries, and it gets bigger and bigger and wider and merges with other rivers. And then when it gets to Geneva, it comes along one side of a pointed peninsula, and on the other side is another river coming down, and the two are different colors.
Oh, wow.
And so when they come together, they merge, and they make a third color, and it's photographed a lot, and it's very popular site to go see. Mm. And so it's the merging, and it's really a picture of what we do, because we're merging one of the most ancient forms of asset protection, which is the trust, and we're merging it with new trust laws and new technology.
Got it.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Old school, new school, brand new picture.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that if you haven't made yourself knowledgeable about all sides of that, that could be a train wreck.
Well, it can be, especially for your kids, because you're going to drag them through something that they don't want to have to go through.
Okay, one of my people, I told them that what we were talking about today, and they wanted to know, like, do you ever see one of those trusts that, like, kind of messes the kid over?
Oh, man.
And to my least favorite son, Johnny, nothing.
Right. Yeah, I have seen those. I've also seen some that were generated from attorneys who weren't estate planning attorneys.
Oh.
And so one of them was brought in to me, and I looked at it, and I said, okay, I'm going to forward this on to our attorney. But at first glance, I think something's wrong when it says, when you die, you get all your own stuff.
Oh, yeah, you left it to yourself.
I think this might need some help. And I said, was this an estate planning attorney? And he said, no, I don't think so.
My oil and gas attorney.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The biggest myth, though, that I run across with people is they thought that just doing a will would cause them to escape probate. But wills are just a first-class ticket to probate.
Yeah. You probate the will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a thing to be probated. It doesn't escape you from it at all, from what I recall.
Right. And so most people are very shocked to learn that there is another step if they don't want to drag their family through that.
Has anybody taken the name Reinventing the Will?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is my gift to you today.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds like a new book is starting up, Reinventing the Will.
There you go.
Yeah, and all eight of my fans will buy copies.
There you go.
All right. So why? I mean, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear you say it. Why are you different than all the? You know, I mean, I don't want to make attorney jokes.
No, because I work with too many of them.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. But
no,
I've got some after if you'd like to hear them.
Right.
But I mean, what makes you different? How are you different? Is it the team you've built? Is it the understanding of the rules? What makes you stand out?
Yeah, it's the fact that we're doing something a little bit differently to make it more user-friendly, so it's quicker, easier to get it done, definitely less expensive and more efficient, and allows you to make the changes throughout your life without going back to an attorney all the time and paying that hourly rate. And so what we're doing is, in the end, you're going to get a trust. Typically, those used to be delivered in a binder. You know, a very expensive red leather binder.
We call it the doorstop, but keep going.
Yeah. And then, you know, the attorney says, now when you're done, when you need some changes, come back to me for these changes.
Yeah.
And so what we do is that attorney today, since the 80s, did that using some software. And so are we. But that software has created a portal for you. So you can get your paper copy. But every time you want to make a change, And life is full of change. That's what life is. It's change.
Right.
And so every time there's a change, either you or someone on our team can go in there, or you can leave a – it's kind of like your my chart at the doctor's office,
right,
where you can say to your doctor,
yeah,
the orange pill makes me funny.
I'm pretty sure you took the orange pill before you got here.
And so you can
Would you please stop? All right, Kenneth, you can take a break.
Do we need another commercial break?
Yeah, no, we're going to be here for a few minutes. I'm sorry about that. You didn't take the orange pill.
So,
but you got something that's different.
Yeah. So you get the help you need to make the changes. Your medical directives are there. They're going to change every time your meds change or your diagnosis change. You're going to get that too. We help you get all of that done. And then the new laws that we're using don't require that you go to the courthouse or to the bank or to the DMV to explain why you're putting this, changing the name from your name into the trust.
Right.
Because the new laws say all you have to do is ledger a list, and our software allows that list to be created.
So not only, I mean, you're allowing people access to their stuff, because usually it's not what is it, but where is it?
Right.
And it's always in the same spot. Is a copy saved online a valid copy?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because it has signatures scanned on it or what have
you. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's a major money saver.
It is huge. It saves thousands and thousands, and in the end, tens of thousands, because I know a lot of people who had a trust. It wasn't kept up to date, or it wasn't properly funded. That's a fancy word.
Yeah, they don't put anything
in it. Went to probate anyway, because they didn't take all the steps. I just talked to a prominent figure in our area here who knows better. And I said, is your trust funded? He has a traditional model trust. And he says, I'm ashamed to say no. It was too hard, too cumbersome. And we just quit along the way.
Yeah. Almost all the ones I've seen in my 42-year career were unfunded.
Yes.
And somebody got a hold of somebody. They were selling trust, but they weren't using trust to make your life better. They were just selling them.
Right. And you get something empty. We make sure that never happens.
So you do walk through the funding stage of a trust.
Entirely. In fact, the vacationers that I was talking to you about, we did all of that in a 2-hour phone call.
Wow.
With me online punching in all of the information.
That's impressive.
And we got it all done. And then I brought them the paper to prove it was there. And then some little videos so that they know how to access their portal and get in and verify that it's there too.
So as they grow, though, do they need to go back and reinitiate with the trust? Hey, I won the lottery. I bought a house.
Yeah.
I mean, I switched banks.
I hate my bank now. I'm switching.
Right. But you have to keep working at it. It's not a one and go.
That's right. That's right. So I bribe my clients to come back and, you know, give them very expensive cookies and treats and say, let's talk about your changes.
Yeah.
And I will help them to make sure that they get done.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's exciting. And that does make you different, that you'll actually reach back out to help make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you're starting a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And I want just a minute on that. We're about to wrap up here. This has been a great show. It's been a hilarious show just for us.
Yeah, so the nonprofit is so that we can raise money to give away special needs trusts, because what I have found is oftentimes families raising kids with difficulties and disabilities are financially strapped.
Right.
There's a lot of out-of-pocket. Sometimes only one partner is able to work a full-time job. The other one has to be flex. And so it's very difficult sometimes to get the people who really need it the most to have what they need. And so I want to be able to fundraise for these families so we can give away trusts for those families.
That is awesome right there. That's a contribution, because when you have a special needs anybody,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And your lifestyle has changed. And, you know, there's just so much to keep up with, and that you would do that. That is a nice act of kindness. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm sure when we start that fundraising part, I'll be able to count on on you to help me with some good ideas.
I do punctuation very well. I am a Captain Semicolon. All right, we've been visiting with Stacy Pearson, the founder of VeyronEstateProtection.com, and here just now we're going to get a business tip, what we call
a nugget. Oh, a biz bite.
Yeah, we're back on the biz bite.
Are we doing music and everything?
Yeah, we need to light her up.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for that biz bite at the end of the
day. All right,
are you ready
for it? On the way.
Biz bites.
All right, Stacy, give our listeners, our entrepreneurs, something that's made a difference for you.
I think it's having a vision for where you want to go. I have a very healthy vision book. And it has pictures and scriptures and declarations and affirmations. But instead of pigeonholing myself into what I wanted to do, it was what do I want to have around me? I want to be around people who want to make a difference. I want to pursue passionate, purpose-filled work. And I want to be able to have the flexibility to pursue those avenues however they come up.
Wow.
And from that, I'm doing what I'm doing now, which checks all those boxes, but I didn't set out to do this specific thing.
Right. All right. Well, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I know that that's built into you, and I appreciate that about you. Thank you, Stacy, for being here today. You know, if you want to learn more, you can reach out to Stacy. Veyron is V-E-Y-R-O-N, VeyronEstateProtection.com. You can find her through the Tulsa Bong Facebook page or email us at cashflows@tulsabong.com. And she's somebody you really ought to have a conversation with. These things that are coming are unpleasant, but they're unpleasanter if you don't have the right kind of advocate. And I would just strongly encourage you as a friend, go out and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. So, Mr. Kenneth, I think that's a wrap for today.
All right.
And what show did we just complete there?
That's number 105.
105. Man, that is awesome. So thank you, Stacy, for being here. And thank you, Kenneth, for being here. And to our studio audience over there in the corner, thank you for being here. And we're glad that you're part of this thing called Cash Flow. So today, let's just be nice to each other. What a great way to go through this thing called life and just be nice and make good decisions for your family. What we talked about here today, it's not just a good or bad decision. It's vital. Make a good decision for your family. They will appreciate you for it. And finally, today, wouldn't it be great if you could just forgive one person who absolutely does not deserve it? See, forgiveness is not about them. Forgiveness is about you choosing to cut those ties that bind you down, to eliminate the chains that hold you back. You've been dragging around a boat anchor behind your butt for all this time. Wouldn't it be great if you just set it free? Because it doesn't matter whose fault it is. It matters who is responsible for making it right. And often, that's you. Think about these things as you go through your day. Forgiveness is beautiful. We've all been granted that in a special way. And if you're not sure if you've been forgiven, man, I'd love to have that conversation. So we're going to wrap it up. This show is Cash Flows, and always remember, this show is for you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.